For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Like Paul Revere, former police officer Howard Wooldridge is riding his horse Misty back across America, proclaiming that we must legalize all drugs. Let's ask him why.
My name is Howard Wooldridge. I'm a retired police officer from Fort Worth, Texas, and I'm riding my horse Misty and another horse Sam across America, Los Angeles, to New York City.
Howard, as a former law enforcement officer, you've joined a group of other members of law enforcement against prohibition. Tell us about that organization.
Well, we were founded 3 years ago. Five of us got together, and we're simply professionals, mostly police officers, judges, prosecutors, anyone who's dealt with the war on drugs professionally. We believe from our time in the trenches that it's a failure on every level. And simply put, we should make drug issues a matter for the public health officials, doctors, and clinics are the appropriate response, not police and prisons.
Howard, I know you're out there on the road. You don't get to hear some of the news that's breaking, but over this past weekend, the British government released a 105-page report that basically said the drug war is a hopeless failure with no chance of success. Do you concur?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I concur 100%. I spent 18 years in the trenches. I knew it every day, and not only is it a failure, but it's costing so much in terms of lives and treasury. More people are hurt and killed by the drug war than by the drugs themselves. And not only that, thousands of extra people die because of drunk drivers, because we're looking for Willie Nelson and Cheech and Chong.
You're approaching your halfway point on the trip across America?
Yes.
Where yeah. are you, sir?
I'm excited to be half done. I'm a little over half done now. We're about 50 miles east of Des Moines, Iowa, coming up on the Mississippi here pretty quick. And I'm excited to be this far done. We've been getting wonderful coverage in all across Nebraska, Colorado. Iowa's been very good, TV, radio, newspapers, really getting the message out, front pages of papers, pictures. It's been great. Well, this is Paul Revere, Howard Wooldridge from Grinnell, Iowa, saying keep up the good fight. We are winning.
Try to picture the drug war as a freight train, more than 9 miles long. Cars 10 feet wide, 63 feet long, and 15 feet high, filled with $100 bills. 4,400,000 cubic feet of $100 bills. More than 1,100 tons of sweet Benjamins. More than $11 trillion frittered away on this drug war. But hell, I guess everybody loves trains. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.